Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Ambassadors. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about ambassadors. I think about it, right now, because you look at, we had the Libyan ambassador killed, Chris. Mm-hmm.
Stevens
killed. We have ambassadors, no ambassadors in North Korea. So we have Dennis Rodman showing up, you know.
Right.
And if his plane was to go down in the ocean, he'd probably sink because all the holes. And so I'm just saying, there's a lot of holes. And you look at, and when I think about ambassadors, I think about Iran. Nightline is a program that's still on today. It's a program that comes on ABC in America. And this particular program started because of an embassy. It started because of an embassy and an ambassadorship in Iran. And it started in November the 4th, 1979. And for 444 days, they held Americans hostage. This is when Iran tilted the way it's tilted. Held hostage at the embassy, at the American embassy. Mm-hmm. And today we do not have an ambassador there. We do not have, to my knowledge, an embassy there. And this is why. Okay. We actually flew a helicopter in and landed on top of it the same way we did in other countries as well. And that we left. Countries that we just didn't handle things right. Not a whole bunch of them, but there was, I can name three off the top of my head. One was in the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, you know, what is an ambassador? What does an ambassador do? This is important because Jesus says that we are an ambassador. And an ambassador, when you think about an ambassador, when America sends out an ambassador, for an example, or any other country, but we'll just use America as an example because we've got to pick one country. When they go to China, the ambassador to China, we'll say the ambassador to Japan. This is Kennedy. She just got chosen for the ambassador to Caroline Kennedy, I believe her name is.
Okay.
And President Kennedy's daughter. And Caroline. That song, Sweet Caroline, that was about her, by the way.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was about her. And so she goes to China. I mean, she goes to Japan. And so they go to a country that's not their own. That's not abnormal. That's what ambassadors do. Ambassadors go to a country that is not their own. They are in a foreign land. That's what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to be in a foreign land. Yet they bring with them their own nation's culture, their own nation's authority, the message of the leader of that particular nation. They represent in a foreign land to a foreign people that nation and that leader, their leader. They build relationships with those in the foreign land so that their leader can fulfill his purposes, and it makes it easier for them to be able to fulfill the purposes because they've already got somebody building relationships there, finding out how they operate in their particular land without becoming them. We mm-hmm. stay who we are in the context when we send out our ambassadors. That is the objective. And they keep open relationships with the nation that they're being in, always representing everywhere they go inside that nation, this foreign nation, they represent their own nation. So when they show up, they know when Caroline Kennedy shows up in Japan, they're going to know she represents America. When President Barack Obama just went to South Africa, it was the South African ambassador mm-hmm. that arranged everything because he was an ambassador on behalf of America, on behalf of President Barack Obama, to make sure that he had a relationships built inside of South Africa so that he would know that the person who's going to do the interpretation would know that he's actually a safe person there. He didn't do a good job. That's a side point.
Oh, yeah.
That's a side point. Thank you, Lord, for protecting our president and keeping him from being harmed or any other leader. For those that don't know it, a day before, reports are that they hired somebody to do the signing, sign language, who stood right by all of our leaders, including our president, and he was not right.
Mm-mm.
He was within feet of our president, and mm-hmm. God protected our president. Maybe that's the angel he saw. I was like, don't you touch him.
Maybe.
But he said he was bipolar, manic depressant, mm-hmm. medicated, and he was delusional.
Right.
And that's what he said.
Right. And he didn't know sign language.
And he didn't. He made us.
He was doing all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah, right. It's like everything was the same sign language.
It was like baseball signals.
Right. And so the ambassador, you see, the ambassador was supposed to have relationships inside of South Africa that he had people that he could trust. So when the president and our nation shows up, we had our presidents were there, past presidents, current president. We had our leaders there. We had our ones that we chose to lead us that was there. And so we're counting on the ambassador to have the right relationships to know who's going to be the ones. And without having an ambassador somewhere, it's a very dangerous place for a president or somebody to show up because there is no relationships. You don't know what's going to happen mm-hmm. in the context of that. And so when you see, wow, an ambassador is really important. And so when you see an ambassador, for example, of America in Japan, it's not abnormal for them to go, even though we're at this banquet, even though we're at this dinner, even though we're at this event, even though we're at this celebration, at this function, we know that Caroline Kennedy is representing America. That's not wrong. It's not weird. It's not strange. It's what everybody expects. That's what everybody expects. And when they are seen, everybody goes, you know, if you want to find out what's happening in America, what their leader's thinking, go to that ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're an ambassador of our president. They're an ambassador of our nation. So they're the ones, they're not their own. They've been sent. They've been sent.
Right.
And ambassadors get replaced. As a matter of fact, I believe that President Kennedy's dad got replaced. And so he, in the context of that, they remove you because you're not representing yourself. You're representing the president. You're representing the nation that you're a part of. If not, you're a spy if you integrate there and that kind of thing. And they expect the ambassador of another nation to do this. They expect it. And if the leader, the representative, the leader or representative or citizen wants, in that nation, wants to know something about the nation that they're an ambassador for, about the people, about the culture, guess where they're going to go? They're going to go to the ambassador.
All right.
They're going to go to the ambassador. And when somebody wants to come to America, for example, they're going to have to first go through the ambassador. And the ambassador has a function around them called an embassy. And they will assimilate this visitor or this potential citizen, and they'll begin to teach them the expectations. Before your plane lands in America, you have to get your visa stamped, and this is what we do here, and this is the pathway to citizenship, and all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
That comes through an ambassador. And that's just normal.
Mm-hmm.
That is totally normal. But when you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15 through 21, this is what we're told in the scriptures. He says, in verse 17, he says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, then they're a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Everything's passed away. All this is from God, who reconciles to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So he's giving us a ministry, a function, a service to bring people from outside the nation of God to inside the nation of God, outside the kingdom of God, into the kingdom. That's reconciliation. We're not mm-hmm. reconciling people to ourselves.
Right.
God's not winning you friends, and we're not going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
He's bringing people back to himself. So he says he's given us the ministry of reconciliation, that God is reconciling the world to himself, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. And then he says this, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Think about that. This is, we're ambassadors of God.
Yeah, right.
This is not your country. This is not your vision. This is God's vision. This is not your kingdom. This is God's kingdom. And he chose, he said, listen, I'm going to choose you to be an ambassador. I'm going to give you the ministry of reconciliation. I want people to want to come into my country. Tell them how awesome I am as a king. Tell them how forgiving and how loving I am. Tell them they can become a citizen of the kingdom of God, and I'll forgive their sins. I'll bless them. I'll defend them. You think the Roman government was something? I'm going to defend them on every cause. I'm going to have goodness and mercy follow them all the days of their life. Let them know that I'll bless them and bless their generations to 1,000 generations. Tell them, you be my ambassador. You tell these folks, I'm going to send you out, and you make the appeal for me as an ambassador. You represent me. It's not strange for you to show up at a meeting and somebody says, he's a Christian. You're supposed to be a Christian. You are part of the kingdom of God. That's not abnormal. No more is it abnormal for Ambassador Caroline Kennedy to be the ambassador for America and Japan.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, whose kingdom are you in? Are you an ambassador for a dark kingdom while you're proclaiming that you actually are in the kingdom of God? Or are you an ambassador for God's kingdom? Are you ashamed to be an American? Okay, are you ashamed to be in the kingdom of God? Are you scared when you show up at a place that people are going to say, every place I go, they're going to know that I'm a Christian and that I am an ambassador and that I'm trying to reconcile them to God? It's like, yeah, that's what we're called to do.
Right.
That's what we're called to do. And it's like, oh my goodness, now I can see the reason why they wanted the ambassador out of Iran, because they did not want the American culture to infiltrate inside of Iran. The reason why they wanted these ambassadorships out of these different places and these embassies out is because they didn't want our culture and who we stood for as a nation. And the reason why they want you out of your country, your business, Iran, why they have Pastor Saeed in prison today, is they don't want you as an ambassador to tell people that our kingdom, the kingdom of God, is greater than any kingdom of man. We're talking about ambassadors, and we're really, my goodness, my eyes, are your eyes opening up? Like, man, I could begin to see
definitely.
A little bit deeper. And so we're understanding that is the purpose of ambassadors. How important is it for America, for example, to not only have ambassadors, but to put structures around our ambassadors to assure they represent us well? It's called embassies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And right. So in the embassy, they have a place to keep them safe and secure and that they can represent who we are. So ambassadors typically have embassies, and these embassies are there to be able to keep them safe, but also to maintain the culture of the nation. So everything, if you go to the American embassy, for example, in Japan, it should be all American. They shouldn't serve Japanese food that's the only menu they serve.
All right.
Although they probably do, but I'm just saying they would want to go there to get a hamburger. I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah, it's probably a hamburger or some beef. But the and so ambassadors typically have embassies around them, and the embassies are filled with the ambassadors, filled with different ambassadors who represent in so many different ways, a whole staff. But really, even though there's an official ambassador, everybody there is an ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with all of that nation coming into that one small building there called the embassy. The whole goal is not to get everybody to come into that building. The whole goal is to be able to get people introduced to your nation.
Mm-hmm.
What nation are you representing? You actually represent a nation. So an American ambassador in an embassy with a whole staff would want to introduce them to the nation they represent, which is America. So you want to get them in America, not in your building. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You're not trying to get folks in your building. You're trying to get folks into your kingdom. And so getting people into the kingdom of God, for example, you may never get them in some building somewhere. That's not important. That's an embassy. So wherever you meet, whether you gather at, whether it's a coffee shop, whether it's a stucco embassy, whether it is a sheetrock embassy, whether it's a house embassy, that's where you guys as ambassadors are meeting on behalf of the king. You're not the king, but your king's in his kingdom. But you're representing him and you're wanting to introduce and to reconcile men back to him and introduce his kingdom to them, and share all the culture and all the benefits of being in the kingdom of God with them, and invite them in, not to your building, into his kingdom. And whatever happens after that, they may want to become you know, connected to your embassy as well. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, I think about the VFN Dream Center. The
right.
VFN Dream Center basically is just a gathering of ambassadors, and mm-hmm. it's an embassy trying to reconcile men to God through loving God, loving others, and leading others to the same. That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're all called to do. That's not unique to the VFN Dream Center. That's what we're all called to do who profess to be Christ followers. And he says, just like ambassadors, we're sent as ambassadors into this world to tell people and represent and talk about God. You remember the attorney that we were trying to talk to him? He said he was a covert, quiet Christian for years.
Right.
I mean, he was not representing his country really well.
He was
a
secret agent.
He was a secret agent. And the day that he was going to let all of his fellow lawyers know that he was,
mm-hmm.
he was an American.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big deal for him.
Yeah,
I mean, he didn't say squat. All he did was put the word God on his arm. Remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
He put God. And
they're
it's so funny.
At me.
Well, you know what's so funny is
yeah.
this is what's so funny, because when you put God on the outside, you find out if he's on the inside.
That's right.
When you put God on your arm, you put God in outside, you know, then you start screaming at you if you're not really. It's amazing what happens mm-hmm. there. All day long, you just think about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was thinking about nonsense. They're all staring at me. It's like, you're an ambassador. They expect you to be a representation of the kingdom of God. Now make the appeal that they would be reconciled. And it just rocked his world. Once he stepped mm-hmm. outside of the whatever into the true ambassadorship, that I'm really not part of this. I'm here, but I'm not really here in the context of mm-hmm. that. I'm just a momentary visitor. I'm a man in a foreign land representing a king and his kingdom. Mm-hmm. And it just changed his world. Now he's actually, you know, doing great things with his wife and
yeah.
family for the Lord. And maybe that's you. You know, maybe, you know, that you didn't realize, nobody told you. They just kind of kept you kind of hid out somewhere where you're, you know, nobody knows. You kind of sneak in from your house, then you sneak into some building somewhere, and nobody even knows what's going on over there. That gets really suspicious after a while. If you're in Iran, for example, or just say you're in America, and we see people that we don't know if they're a citizen, they're not a citizen or not, and they build a building, and we see people sneaking from their houses back and forth to this building, but we don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that gets kind of freaky after a while. It's like, is this okay? I mean, what's
right.
is something bad going to happen here? But if you actually understand this building, this place, our gathering represents a kingdom, and we want you to know, we want to introduce you to this king and his kingdom and tell you the benefits of being in the kingdom of God, then that makes sense. But if you're hiding out in someone else's country, which is in the world,
mm-hmm.
that looks kind of spooky, dude. It doesn't look right.
Right.
And this is what Jesus said. If you're ashamed of my country, if you're ashamed of me,
mm-hmm.
if you're ashamed to tell somebody, you know, in America, this is what President Obama would say, I'm sure. If you don't bring me up when you're in that meeting, when I told you, you go over there and you tell them, this is what I'm saying, and you're ashamed of me as the president of America, you're not going to be the ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
You come back home.
Right.
Matter of fact, we've got a plane for you right this moment. I'm sending a replacement. I mean, so what he would say.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
because he's depending on the ambassadors to represent his policies, his foreign policies, and all these different things. That's the expectation. They're not their own. They've been hired with a price.
Right.
And they're sent there. And we too, that's what God has done for us. And so when you think about it, it's like, my goodness, I am supposed to be an ambassador. Am I a good ambassador? How good am I at this, you know? You know, it's like, am I just making everything about the embassy instead of saying, wait a minute, I keep painting the embassy, we keep adding things onto the embassy, and it's like, that's just supposed to house us, to encourage us to go out and represent the king and his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We can't fit everybody in here, because our king wants everyone to be saved. He wants everybody to enjoy the benefits of being part of the kingdom of God. We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ, sent on his behalf to reconcile man to him, that he will forgive your sins and bring you into his kingdom. We are citizens not of this world. We're citizens of the kingdom of God. And you should be able to come to us and find out and help understand about his kingdom. I should be able to tell you. You should be able to look at my life and go, wow, that's what a Christian looks like. That's what a Christ follower, that's what a member of the kingdom of God, family member of the kingdom of God looks like. How citizens act, how you get your citizenship, How what does it take? What's the requirements? You know, and the thing is this is the requirements to become a citizen in the kingdom of God. Let me tell you right now, God loves you. I know you've been in other kingdoms that they beat you and oppress you and all that, but let me tell you this kingdom. This king and kingdom, he loves you. He loves you so much that he made a way for you to enter into his kingdom, and the price was so high, but yet he was willing to pay it. He gave his life for you. He laid down his life. That was the requirement. Because of all the things that we did, they wouldn't allow us to be a member. They wouldn't allow us to be a citizen. But he paid the price. So when we come in and say, I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. I want to be the king of my life. When we do that, because he paid the price already, because he paid the price, you can have citizenship in the family of God, in the kingdom of God, and all these benefits are yours. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. I hope that I'm representing well in regards to the ambassadorship that he has sent me out to tell you that he loves you. He's got a plan for your life. He wants to forgive you of your sins and to restore all the years the locusts have devoured. Understand, everything can be put away. The old can go and the new can come. And he has great benefits in store for those who are in his kingdom. Come on. Come on into the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ, God's Son. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more in viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.